With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Now in Israel, Secretary of State Blinken says the American death toll in Israel's war with Hamas has risen to 25, 17 other Americans missing.
I understand on a personal level the harrowing echoes that Hamas's massacres carry for Israeli Jews, indeed, for Jews everywhere.
Blinken has met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Blinken's British counterpart, Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, in Israel as well.
Our support to Israel will be driven by their requests, but I was here to let them know that we stand ready to support them as a government, as well as the British nationals here in Israel.
The war's total death toll is at least 2,500, an equal number of casualties on both sides. Also at SRNnews.com, the House of Representatives remains in limbo, with Republican Steve Scalise apparently lacking the votes needed to be elected Speaker of the House.
Republicans who control the House on Wednesday nominated Scalise to serve as Speaker following last week's historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy, but delayed further action when he appears to be short of the support needed to win a vote of the full chamber. It is unclear when the full House will vote on a speaker. The pause comes down to the fact that Scalise doesn't have the votes to get to 217 right now. At least 8 Republicans have come out against Scalise. That's more than the 4 he can afford to lose. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Social Security recipients will be getting a bit more in their checks next year. 3.2% cost of living adjustment for 2024. Word this morning, the Consumer Price Index up 0.4% last month. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures 154 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 59. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official has confirmed that voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature earlier this year, allowing millions in state income tax to be diverted to religious and other private schools. This is SRN News. Author Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about the horrifying attempt on his life.
That attempt left him blind in his right eye and with a damaged left hand. Knife, Meditations After an Attempted Murder, will be published April 16th. This was a necessary book for me to write, a way to take charge of what happened and to answer violence with art, Rushdie said in a statement Wednesday. In August 2022, Rushdie was stabbed repeatedly in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. Keith Peters reporting.
The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its walkout against Detroit's 3 automakers, shutting down Ford's largest factory and threatening Jeep maker Stellantis. In a surprise move, 8,700 members of the UAW left their jobs at Ford's Kentucky factory in Louisville. The Ford's truck plant makes heavy-duty F-Series pickups, among other vehicles. SRNnews.com.